Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was on the campaign trail once again today, this time talking to voters in Manchester, New Hampshire. Romney traveled to UNH for the first town hall of his campaign. He formally launched his second White House bid yesterday with a choreographed speech at the Bittersweet Farm in Stratham, New Hampshire. Today, though, Romney was unscripted as he took questions from students, faculty, and local residents. WBUR's Fred Tice was there, and he joins me to talk about it. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sasha.
Fred, how did Romney come off today, especially compared to his other recent appearances and especially to his campaign launch yesterday?
Well, this is where Romney is at his best. He was off the cuff. His remarks were unscripted. He knows this material cold. He's kind of like a venture capitalist talking to potential investors and answering all their questions.
Now, at his launch yesterday, he seemed to be having some trouble at times following the teleprompter, so it wasn't as smooth yesterday. What do you make of why his demeanor would be so much more relaxed today, just 24 hours after his official launch?
I think it's because he feels best in these kinds of events where he can just discuss ideas with people. He seems phony at some of these rah-rah events, and he seems genuine at something like this where he's getting real questions. And we in the press, we like to force a narrative on things. Voters generally don't try to force a narrative on things. They are just genuinely curious about the things that are bugging them. And so they ask politicians about their stance on things.
And so voters presumably were trying to figure out Romney's stance on things today. Did he elaborate on any of his policy positions or reveal any new policy positions?
You know, Sasha, he actually did. Generally, in this beginning presidential campaign here, you're seeing the Republican presidential candidates try to stay away from supporting the idea of climate change. And Romney did not do that today. He staked out a position admitting that there really is climate change. Here's what he had to say.
I don't speak for the scientific community, of course, but I believe the world is getting warmer. And number two, I believe that humans contribute to that. And so I think it's important for us to reduce our emissions of pollutants and greenhouse gases that may well be significant contributors to the climate change and the global warming that you're seeing.
So he didn't shy away from that?
Not at all.
So that's one issue. What about healthcare reform? Romney's been taking a lot of flack, of course, about his involvement in healthcare reform in Massachusetts. Assuming that that issue came up today, how did he respond?
Well, he reiterated his position that people who have pre-existing conditions and already have insurance coverage now, they shouldn't lose that coverage. But he did make it clear that under a Romney administration, if you have a pre-existing condition and you do not already have insurance, you might be left high and dry.
Now, this was not entirely a crowd of shipped-in supporters, right? There were some people here who came simply to decide how they feel about Romney as a candidate.
That's right. The woman who asked him about the pre-existing conditions, she was somebody who was a big supporter of President Obama's universal health care coverage law, but she also seemed definitely open to liking Romney if he gave her the right answer. She was very important to her that people be covered if they have pre-existing conditions, and she was not happy with his answer. I'm sure that there were people who were invited. People are always invited to these events. Generally, people who are known to be Republicans and who might get involved in working on your campaign but who haven't been won over yet. But there definitely seem to be general public, you know, who are not necessarily even going to vote Republican.
Fred, thanks very much.
Thanks, Sasha.
That's WBUR's Fred Tice.